Your Complete Healthcare Center presents Conversations with MIT Medical, Care for the Community with Melanie Cole.
A health and wellness coach is a professional who can help you identify your health priorities and goals, and then help you come up with a customized plan to move toward those goals in a way that works best for you. My guest today is Lauren Mayhew. She's the Senior Program Manager and Certified Health and Wellness Coach with Community Wellness at MIT Medical. Welcome to the show, Lauren. What is health and wellness coaching?
Hi, thanks for having me. So health and wellness coaching, as you so well described in your introduction, a health and wellness coach is a healthcare professional whose job it is to help individuals change their behaviors and adopt healthy lifestyle habits. So a coach is trained to work with, in this case here at MIT Medical, I work with patients who are interested and motivated to change some aspect of their lifestyle. So things like getting more exercise, eating healthier, managing stress, getting better sleep, quitting smoking. So they would come to a coach to help them to, first of all, to identify what is important to them, what is it that they'd like to change. And then through a process of questioning, asking powerful questions and reflective listening and brainstorming, it's sort of about helping the patient or the participant to determine things like why this particular goal is important to them. You know, what is the underlying motivation? What are the things that are getting in the way? What are some supports that can help them to move closer to reaching this goal? So it's very much about a process of goal setting and helping people to identify what they want and also to achieve their goals.
And Lauren, how does it differ from personal training?
So that's a really good question. I think that the way that coaching differs from things like personal training and maybe something like nutrition counseling, for example, one of the biggest differences is that if you go to a personal trainer or the nutritionist, they will give you, in many instances, they will give you a plan to follow. So a nutritionist might give you, if you're looking to lose weight, they may give you a plan to follow based on a particular number of calories that you should be eating, or a personal trainer might give you specific sets of exercises to do. Coaches operate a little bit differently in that our job really is to figure out, to help you figure out what it is that you want and what's realistic for you that matches kind of your lifestyle, and to help you craft small, realistic sort of, I call them experiments or steps or goals, to help you to sort of along the way of getting to that end point. So a coach doesn't necessarily provide information, although there is a little caveat to that. If a coach does sort of have the information you need, they will provide it to you, but they would first ask your permission. And the reason for that is that coaching is based on a lot of evidence-based theories and models, including things like motivational interviewing and self-efficacy. So we try to operate with the understanding that people, it's really important for people to have autonomy and to increase their motivation and their self-efficacy. And what I mean by that is the strength of one's belief in their own ability to reach their goals. So if someone came into me and I sort of just tell them what to do, then very often people don't really want that, or they might not respond well, or they may do the opposite of what you're telling them. So there's a very careful balance there. There's sometimes information exchange, but it's not so much giving somebody a plan to follow. And having said all that, I personally go to personal trainers and I've been to nutritionists, and I think that there's a great complement there. But a lot of times what's really great about coaching is that people might have the information that they need. Maybe they got it from a trainer or a nutritionist, but they're still having trouble following through. And that's a perfect time for a coach to kind of jump in and provide some additional accountability and support.
How does the health and wellness coaching program at MIT Medical work? Who's eligible?
So patients are eligible. So people who have a primary care provider at MIT Medical are eligible. Students who are on our health plan are also eligible. Retirees are eligible. And it's a program that is free for our patients. So there's no fee currently. There's no fee involved. And they would very often get a referral from their provider, although that's not necessary at this time. So sometimes people are referred from the provider. Sometimes they're self-referred. And they would reach out to me, or their provider might reach out to me and ask them to get in touch with the patient. And we typically start with an introductory session to figure out, just to make sure that it is a good fit and coaching is what they're looking for. And then after the right away in the introductory session, we do start to set goals. And so we use a platform, a technology platform, to make everything really convenient and easy for patients. So the platform that we use is a place where I would enter their goals so that we both can see them. The app or the program is set up to send them notifications and reminders so they can get reminders about what it is they set out to do. They can track their progress, and they can really easily and confidentially email me and message me, and we can message back and forth with one another. So from the time of that introductory meeting, after that, the touch points or the meetings or the connection can happen any way that makes the most sense for the patient. So we can have phone sessions, we can meet in person, or we can message each other through the portal that we use.
Community Wellness offers both health and wellness coaching services, Lauren, and the health and wellness coaching class for graduate students. What's the difference?
Mm-hmm. So we most of the health and wellness coaching one-on-one sessions are the ones that I just described. So in addition to that, we offer group classes, specifically right now for graduate students. And those run for 7 weeks, and we run them throughout the year. So we offer them multiple times throughout the year. They're small group classes, and they're structured in a way that each week is focused around a particular theme that pertains to behavior change, health behavior change. So a theme, for example, might be how to increase your confidence in meeting your goals, or how do you really get a good understanding of what your true motivation is? So there's a little bit of a talk or a lecture at the beginning, and then there's a process of goal setting. So everyone in the group is kind of working on their own goals, but they, throughout the course of the 7 weeks, every person will receive, you know, usually once or at least twice, or maybe more than that, some coaching from the facilitator, the coach, and everyone else is kind of listening. So even though they may be working on different goals, they start to sort of get an understanding of how this coaching process works, and they start to almost be able to coach themselves. And then week after week, they come in, they share with each other what they were working on and what went well and the challenges that they faced. And so together as a group, there's a nice group energy where they're all kind of learning from each other.
And what feedback have you received so far about the health and wellness coaching program?
We received a lot of great feedback. Recently, we just conducted a participant or a patient satisfaction survey, and 85% of the respondents said that as a result of participating in coaching, that they take a more active role in their health and wellness. And other things that people have shared are that it's really, really helpful to set specific goals and achievable goals so that, you know, things don't feel so overwhelming, that it's really helpful to have someone to help them figure out little steps that they can take, so that it's not about changing overnight. You know, it's these little steps over time that kind of add up to your overall health and well-being and increases in your health and well-being. They've expressed that coaching has helped them to stay committed to behaviors and habits that support their well-being, to stay optimistic and positive about taking charge of their health and making positive changes. I think I've said this, but also learning to break goals and problems into manageable steps. And those are some of the things that we hear most often in terms of how it's helpful to people.
And how can people get in touch with you and find out more about health and wellness coaching at MIT Medical?
So the best thing to do would be to go to our website, which is wellness.mit.edu. And you can look at all of the programs that we offer through Community Wellness, and you'll see the website, the link to our specific website for health and wellness coaching. So they can go to the website. And then also people can feel free to email me directly. And the email address is healthcoach@med.mit.edu.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for being with us today. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical. And for more information, you can go to medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.